The Cowichan Valley School District is getting $347,000 from the provincial government to help families in need. We want children and families to be able to afford school supplies and extracurricular activities, said Nanaimo MLA Sheila Malcolmson. This funding will help more kids in Nanaimo get support, to make the most out of these important years. The Nanaimo Ladysmith School District will receive $495,000. Read more. Cowichan Secondary School went into hold and secure on April 5. This support comes from the Student and Family Affordability Fund, which is being replenished with an additional $20 million this spring. More than $60 million has been provided to school districts through this program over the last 2 years. The funding aims to help students pay for necessities, such as school supplies and fees, class trips, as well as any additional costs that are associated with joining a school sports team or music program. In addition to this funding that is aimed at helping with rising costs, school districts also received provincial funding for food programs this school year. Cowichan Valley School District received $1,018,779, while Nanaimo Ladysmith School District was given $1,663,981. The Feeding Futures Fund has dedicated $214 million over 3 years to create and expand local school food programs. It is the largest investment in school food programs in the province's history. Children's success begins with access to nutritious meals, learning opportunities, and proper supports, said Nanaimo North Cowichan MLA Doug Routley. This investment will ensure all children in our community can grow, learn, and reach their full potential.